بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد My beloved brothers, all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with the wealth of Iman. May Allah keep us with Iman, take us away from this world in the state of perfect Iman. And on the day of Qiyamah, may Allah ta'ala resurrect us with perfect Iman. Also, my beloved brothers, praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has made us in the Mubarak Ummah of His most beloved Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beloved friends, Allahu Akbar, amongst the billions in the world, we are amongst those few who got the opportunity that Allah brought us to His masjid. Made us make Salatul Fajr with Jamaat. Isn't this the mercy of Allah? What can be a gift greater than that? Imagine my beloved brothers, beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, who makes Fajr, obviously with Jamaat, ulama say what? He's in the care and the protection of Allah. Allahu Akbar, my beloved. Even if we are taken away from the world today, we are taken away in the care of Allah, meaning in the happiness of Allah. And brothers, a person could be earning not $1 billion, $1 trillion this morning, but he didn't make salah. Beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's worse than losing all your family, all your property, all your possession. One looks but isn't. The other is but doesn't look, my brother. Allah, peace is from who? Allah. Happiness is from who? Allah. Wealth is from who? Allah. My beloved brothers, many people got palaces in the world, but got no happiness. Many slept on the most soft beds, but Allah didn't give them a wink of sleep. And there are today so many people living in tin shanties and made their fajr wa jamaat, obeyed Allah. Wallah, their coldness was actually heat. And the people who had everything around them, actually their hearts were cold. What did they get, my brothers? One deen has its effects, definitely in the akhirah. But wallah, deen has its effects in this world also. The effect of this, my beloved brothers, Allahu Akbar, who's on deen, irrespective of what is his condition. Yusuf alayhi salam was in a jail, but he was successful. Firaun was in a throne, but he was parishan. Ulama say, my beloved brothers, the day Firaun heard that Musa alayhi salam is to be born, he was a man who used to go to toilet once in 40 days. He said that day he went to toilet 40 times in one day. When Allah puts fear in the heart, what security outside can make you secure? And when Allah puts security in your heart, what type of outside problems can make you insecure? Where is it? Allah Pak, my beloved brothers, one time, Sayyidina Jibreel Islam, we all know, Ayyub alayhi Islam, how many years of good life, 14 sibling children, and then suddenly Allah gives him a sickness, takes away his children. He's isolated from the community. He has to go and live where? Outside. And after that, again Allah Ta'ala gives him good health. And then Allah gives him a set of children. He said, Allahu Akbar, once Jibreel Islam came to visit him. He said, Assalamu alaikum ya Ayyub. Ayyub Islam didn't answer. Once, twice, thrice. That day Jibreel Islam also thought that the patience of Ayyub Islam is run out. Then after a while, Ayyub Islam said, Wa alaikum assalam. And Jibreel Islam asked him, he said to him, why the delay? He said, there was an insect eating on my tongue. I didn't want to disturb it. Many years later, Jibreel Islam asked Ayyub Islam, which days were better, days of sickness or days of health? He said, Allahu Akbar. Ayyub Islam said to Jibreel Islam, actually days of sickness. He said, why? He said, my sickness daily, Allah Pak used to ask me, Ayyub, how are you? Today I don't get that voice anymore. Brothers, it's not what we look at. Don't look at these palaces. This dunya is like an elephant. When you see the tusk of an elephant, how vicious he looks. But the teeth of an elephant are so weak that more than grass it can't chew. Brothers, Allah has got success in his hand, kept it in his commands. And the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all come from a background, we lived in small houses, shared one toilet and bathroom, hardly ate out any cafe food. And there was place for visitors. Everybody came from Transvaal, nobody stayed in a hotel. Now the houses are so big you can't find one room. And yet there's no place in that house. Success, Walana Muhammad Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, is within a person, not around a person. Today our effort is around, not within, my beloved brothers. How this yakin can be corrected, how this heart can look in the right direction. We are looking for something. The poor thinks it was the rich. This one thinks it was for this political party. Wallah, till Qiyamah, Allah has never kept it there. Allah has kept it in what? La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. That heart to be freed from the slavery, from the hope, the reliance, the dependence of every single entity in this world, including ourselves. Everything can't do. Like nothing can do, wallah, everything can't do. Everyone can't do. Alone Allah is the doer. And Allah, who Allah is great, who obeys Allah, Allah is happy with him. And when Allah is happy with him, Allah makes him successful in this world. And more so when he leaves the world, the everlasting success. One is all the ni'mats of Jannah, the hoors, the beautiful rivers, the fruits. The world of Jannah is what's called the place of desire. See, all the ni'mats of this world by the qasam of Allah can't fulfill the desire of one human being, because Allah hasn't given it the ability. And akhirat is the place of desire. He said, after all the desires of a human being, be it his eyes, his ears, his legs, his mind, his heart, his body, all will be fulfilled. Then Allah will show us his countenance. Say, wallah, when a person sees Allah Pak, every ni'mat of Jannah will look like nothing. Really, my brothers, a life that has got no death, youth that got no old age, health behind which there is no sickness, wealth is not a question. My dear brothers, and how far that life is for us? Like a poet said so nicely, life is a thing that turns on wheels. Death is a thing that every man feels. If life was a thing that money could buy, then the rich would live and the poor would die. Well, Allah made it so, be you rich or poor, black or white, man or woman, educated or uneducated, everyone has to go. Some children go before their parents. How many healthy go before the sick? And poor and rich, there's no question. So my brothers, in preparation for that life, Allah gave us this life. Say, work in this world, so we'll rest in the qabr. On the day of Qiyamah, we'll be having our breakfast. And in Jannat, we'll be enjoying. He said, qabr mein ka duniya mein karoga kaam, qabr mein hoga aaram, hashr mein hoga naasta, aur Jannat mein hoga maza. Allah give me and you and all of us the strength, the tawfiq, the ability, protect us from nafs and shaitan. And like how we, Allah, brought us to the masjid, wallah, let us make the niyat in our heart. We're going to make that effort that there must not be one Muslim on this earth, male, that doesn't come to masjid. Not one Muslim female who doesn't pray at home. Every Muslim child earning halal risk, my brothers. And Allah will give us the beauty of this dunya and akhirah. Wa akhirah da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.